This is AgriPulse Job Time for Tuesday, April 29th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, this week's AgriPulse open mic guest is Beth Ford. She's president and CEO of Land O' Lakes. Ford's also taken on another role within the Business Roundtable.
I've taken over the chair of the Immigration Committee for the Business Roundtable, where I'm on the executive committee, and I took this from Tim Cook, and I was pleased to be asked because it is so central to the farmer. Now, that role supports all businesses with the idea of immigration, the necessity of immigration to support the number of workers needed to grow the American economy.
Ford says an adequate workforce is important to all American businesses.
Certainly our position is border security is number one priority. And I think the president has noted that. You see border crossings at an all-time low. You see a real focus on that. And I think that's what the American public wants, certainly what we want, what businesses want. Border security has to be the priority. From that, then, when there's a belief that the border security is where it needs to be, and that includes investments over time, that includes also deportations, which you see occurring, then it will be time for the right conversation. I think right now it's a little premature.
Ford says the group isn't wasting time. They're gathering information to help Congress.
Right now, what we're doing at the Business Roundtable is really looking at the analysis to have the supporting information to when it's time to have the discussion with the administration as to the implications and the needs and the gaps in the workforce. We can have that data.
Ford says the ag industry is doing its best to find workers.
For ag workers, you know, the Congress passed twice on a bipartisan basis Farm Worker Modernization Act, and it didn't pass the Senate. So there is some appetite. When I'm in Washington, there is some appetite and some reflection and understanding that it isn't as though these are jobs that are being taken from American workers, and they recognize how critical and how critically important immigration is and support foreign workers for the ag space writ large. And that is just one of a number of things. I heard the president say, we recognize this. We want to work on a program. I'm excited to hear that. And we don't know any specifics, but we are certainly ready to have a conversation about what would make sense.
Ford says the workforce story from the farm community is dire, given the lack of workers.
You know, what we're seeing is, you know, farmers and producers who say, Beth, I'm in crisis. You know, I can't get planted. Or if I don't have a worker on my dairy, my business is done. I'm gone. It's gone. So the consequences are dire, frankly, for many businesses. Now, many of them have been accessing visas, and I think that's great. The question is the efficiency of that model, the number of visas available.
To the bigger picture, Ford says the whole ag industry is anxious to see a new farm bill approved by Congress. She also says their concern over new tax policy is likely at the top of the congressional wish list.
There's a lot of support for this. You know, for 199, when I was in Washington a few weeks ago, there was a discussion in both Republican and Democratic offices of reauthorization, the recognition that this is important at a time, especially where farm-level profitability is weakening, that they understand the implications of for the cooperative of being able to reinvest in rural communities. So there is much support, and the question I was asking and what I was being played back to me is whether we can have it be permanent, the permanence of it, so that we aren't debating this on an ongoing basis. So, from a tax policy perspective, I think it's in a good position. Now, we're going to see about the rest of this tax bill, what the implications are, how that moves ahead. This is, I think, the number one priority of the administration.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming is unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. Make the expiring Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions permanent. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.